Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. 20 years ago today, a film that changed the conversation about AIDS in America opened in theaters.
What can I do for you?
I've been fired by Wyatt Wheeler. Plan on bringing a wrongful termination suit against Charles Wheeler and his partners.
You want to sue Wyatt Wheeler, Hellman, Tetlow, and Brown?
Correct. I'm seeking representation.
Continue.
I misplaced an important complaint. That's their story. Want to hear mine?
Philadelphia starred Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. The film won box office success and critical acclaim. It netted two Oscars, one for Hanks, who won a Best Actor award for his performance as Andrew Beckett, an HIV-positive lawyer who sues his former law firm after he's unjustly fired.
I was bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was.
And a Best Original Song award for Bruce Springsteen's The Streets of Philadelphia.
Saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face, oh brother, gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia.
The movie also featured actors whose real lives mirrored the film. Several dozen extras were native Philadelphians who were HIV positive. 20 years later, Alana Gordon from Here and Now contributor WHYY brings us the story of one of those actors who is now creating a new script for life with HIV.
Sue Ellen Kaler is a petite woman. You can catch her sitting right behind Denzel Washington and Tom Hanks in a City Hall courtroom as an extra in the movie Philadelphia.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
His employers discovered his illness. And ladies and gentlemen,
I was surprised that they do have the camera on me for quite a few minutes.
Kaler and others look on as Andrew Beckett, a bright young lawyer played by Tom Hanks, makes the compelling case his firm fired him after figuring out he's gay and has HIV.
Are you a good lawyer, Andrew?
I'm an excellent lawyer.
He wins the case, but ultimately loses his life. Hanks' character's health deteriorates on screen thanks to makeup and acting. But it was real life for Kaler and others on the set. She was one of about three dozen extras in the film who were HIV positive. Kaler cherishes that experience, that camaraderie. But it's also hard to talk about.
You know, we had always sat around when the movie was being made and they didn't need us extras at that point. We always stated, we need to stay around for that big breakthrough HIV positive pill that's going to, you know, make us live another 10 years. And we all sat around as a group and stated, if one of us is not around, the other one has to fight on and remember us. So it's still saddening that they can't be around.
By the movie's release in 1993, AIDS had killed more than 200,000 Americans.
We got together and tried to come up with a movie that would help push for a cure and save lives.
Jonathan Demme, fresh off winning a Best Picture Oscar for Silence of the Lambs, directed and produced Philadelphia. He and others involved had dear friends dying of AIDS at the time.
I wanted very, very much to employ people with AIDS as extras or any other aspect because it was very, very hard for people with AIDS 20 years ago to get jobs and what have you.
Within a few years of the film's release, most of the extras who had HIV had died. Kevin Burns, director of Action AIDS, a service agency in Philadelphia which helped recruit extras, says that aspect brings an added weight and pride to the film.
For them, it wasn't a movie. For them, this was how they lived their lives, with courage and great grace. And that wasn't lost on them, I think, being in the movie. I think for many of them, they got some peace and some sense of accomplishment that their struggle was being documented.
And this case is magnified by the fact that the streets of heaven are too crowded with angels.
Tom Hanks, during his Oscar acceptance speech for his role in the film.
We know their names. They number 1,000 for each one of the red ribbons that we wear here tonight. They finally rest in the warm embrace of the gracious creator of us all, a healing embrace that cools their fevers.
20 years later, Sue Ellen Kaler very well may be the only extra still living.
Just rolling. There's so many. Just start.
In the bedroom of her simple Northeast Philadelphia home, Kaler points to her nightstand, and more specifically, to what she calls her lifeline.
Some of them might take 4 days. Some of them might
about a dozen pill bottles.
If I want to be around another 20 years, I need to make sure that these pills go down, even if I have to force them down one at a time, because my friends didn't make it. So these pills are something that they wish they could have made it for.
Today, Kaler describes her life as calm and peaceful. It's a big contrast to the trauma of her childhood and former abusive relationship.
Okay. Where are they going?
She attributes her longevity to her two kids. Okay, they're dogs, Pomeranians, her best friend Hilda, and her religion.
Yes, medicine is very important, but I state wholeheartedly that you must have faith in something.
Kaler leans on them all and the memory of her friends to fight fatigue, drug side effects, and other health issues.
For me, if I do laundry and will fold my clothes, that is a lot for me.
Kaler says no doubt, life today is less isolated for her and others with HIV. Director Jonathan Demme agrees.
What I feel, I guess, more than anything is that I'm glad to see that AIDS doesn't bear really remotely the stigma, which was quite overwhelming at the time, that it did 20 years ago.
Kaler credits the film for some of that. She remembers after its release, a coworker who'd moved her desk away pushed it closer again. Yet Kaler says she's reminded almost daily that the stigma is still out there.
I personally see for myself that a lot has not changed.
For example, some neighbors won't let their kids near her house. But for Kaler, who recently celebrated her 50th birthday, the film Philadelphia was a starting point in overcoming the emotional weight of her diagnosis. She says she's now living another chapter about what it's like living as long as she has with HIV.
Although the movie was great as a start, there's so much more in the lives of people with HIV.
And she says she's documenting it in a book and screenplay of her own, which she says when it's done, Tom Hanks will have a part waiting for him. For Here and Now, I'm Alana Gordon in Philadelphia.
Well, what did the film Philadelphia mean to you? We asked on our Facebook page this morning, and Regina Patterson wrote to us, "I had already lost three very close friends to AIDS by 1985. Philadelphia showed that people with AIDS were brothers, sons, best friends. It's a beautiful film, and I hope it did change people's perception that only bad people got AIDS." That's from Regina Patterson. You can weigh in about what this movie meant to you at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com. And Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at brilliantearth.com.